Good evening.
Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Live Biblical English. My name is Seo Watusin. The agreement paper between ECOWAS and OMIO, they finished signing it, and this one here, it will make it. ECOWAS will take OMIO radio and all the equipment then that here. They signed a paper here yesterday to the OMIO headquarters in Monrovia. The number two big person for OMIO, for Dima Vray, is the one who signed for OMIO. And then the big person for the ECOWAS Commission, they call ECOWAS President, Marcel D. Souza, signed for the ECOWAS. Mr. Vladimir Vray say, now, they finish signing this paper here, they are now talking serious way that will make the paper here for it to start working fast. So, Marcel D. Souza, the ECOWAS President, say a big thank you to OMIO and say the one where OMIO do for ECOWAS here, so for helping in a way to get them going to be helping Liberia through radio and other work here, it will go a long way. And he said the people of the ECOWAS will continue to work with the people of Liberia the way now that they are building a new country. The number one big person for the government of Liberia, President George Weah, he gave order that all people who are old government people then but are still holding government card then and other property, they should bring these things here to the GSA before February 9 and nobody mona delay. A paper from the executive mansion say this order here, they put it outside through the official president paper they call circular, and this one here that February 5 they put it outside. So at the same time, the president, Mr. George, we are finished putting okay on how much money government should spend, particularly so when it comes to doing buying business to the campus for the University of Liberia called Fendel. A paper from the executive mansion say, the president say, the thing that been going on the few days where the student want to put their name down and they say the time was short and the people close it, they must open it and make sure that they let all the students register for them to go to school. The big person for the lawmaker House of Representatives, Honorable Buffer Chambers, news say on Monday, he moved from in danger and he now here. This one happened to the Fendel campus for the B school called University of Liberia, where students then was striking, saying the people don't want them to put their name down to go to school. The chief news person in the speaker office, Mr. Bobby Addison, talked to OMI Radio and say, when the speaker went there to try to hang here with the president of the University of Liberia, the students started coming plenty. So the police people want to stop them and start to waste that pepper spray they call tear gas. But then they say the students then, they were plenty now, trying to even say power down the police people. So the bodyguard then for Speaker Chambers, they now grab him and force him away from the place before the children start chunking and they spoil his car. Bobby Addison say, even though that what happened when the thing died down, because Buffer Chambers still went there and talked to the student, the president for the university, and now they finally agreed for them to open a registration here for 1 month. Bobby Addison said the government of Liberia finished changing the car where the children spoke and gave Speaker Chambers another car. The number two big person for the government of Liberia, Vice President Jew Howard Taylor, said the government here under the CDC, it will make sure that it will continue to protect the right name for women in this country here. Talking on Tuesday, when they pulled the program down to put honor on this day, they call International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. This one here, that the one where the people then can cut the women, young girls, and take them to the sandy bush. So there's a campaign in this world here to say this kind of thing is not good, it must stop. And so Jude Howard Taylor say the government will make sure that they will continue to protect the right of women. And the bad part inside this particular culture, what people doing, the government will make sure that it will stop. At the same time, the big person for the United Nations Secretary General, he say people who are doing things all the time to try to do bad to women or girls, it must stop. Particularly so this one that they are doing here with the Sandy Bush cutting the girls' children there. Antonio Guterres took this one here as a message on this particular holiday where they put down on Tuesday. The Minister of Labor, that is a government house in charge of working matters, say he will put his foot down to make sure that working matters in this country or people who are working, their condition become better. Mr. Moses Colley, who is an old lawmaker, went to the lawmaker house, a senator, where they will ask him questions after the president chose him to be to that place. So in a line with the law here to go there for them to get him question when he passed, then we'll put okay on him. That is the end of the Army Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusi. Good evening.